A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Oh, I have been thinking about looking into joining a musical or play in town at some point this year. Possibly a musical.
Really?
Yes.
That really shocks me. You don't like musicals.
I don't like to watch musicals, but baby, you give me a lead role in one and I'll do it. Do it. How you do?
If you do it, I'll come and watch it.
Well, it won't be at like the big Eagles thing, because that one's not like local, like they pay people to come there, but we have a local one that performs. I think they do it like twice a year. They did like the Elvis musical last year.
Oh.
But I'm like, I feel like this is a small enough town where I could get a part. Not too many good people. But I've been practicing with some Phantom of the Opera songs. No okay. More talk of darkness. Did not could bring it down that deep, did you?
I did not. I'm very impressed.
I do have a wide range. I can go real deep. Then I can go real high, too. But I ain't gonna do that because it hurts my ears and this microphone. It helps with being gay, I think. Because I am a man, so I have deepness I can pull from. But I'm gay, so I talk in my head voice. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I want to join a musical. Okay. I'm looking into, I've been writing a... Just like a short, because like 10 minutes is what I'm aiming for, a little short stand-up comedy bit and a character for it.
Okay.
A whole bunch of... That's so funny. I've been purposely celibate and I've had all this time on my hands.
Still?
Yeah, I'm taking it as long
Isn't
as I
like
can.
Like the first from the first of the year?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm taking it as long as I can go because I am enjoying all this free time I have to do all these other activities.
Instead of chasing after men.
I did not realize how much time I was spending either, you know, looking for.
Trolling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not trolling, just looking for either hunting and, you know. Just,
wow.
If I wasn't with a man, I was looking for one. If I wasn't looking for one, I was shaving my legs to get ready for one. And I'm 6'3". It's a lot of leg to shave. Oh, yeah. And I've been doing meditation a lot more and journaling and really putting my energy into myself versus looking for a man. And I'm enjoying it. I think.
Treat yourself.
I knew men's like sexual desire fades around my age.
Mm-hmm.
And I have honestly been waiting for it. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. All these men in my 20s and 30s up until now, they just...
And you're how old?
I'll be 35 in September.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But they just... They're all the same. They're all just...
It's after we get back from Colorado, isn't it?
Yes. The 28th of September. Oh, a Lebra. Yeah, it's my dad's birthday, my uncle's birthday, my dead uncle's birthday, and then my birthday.
Holy smoke. That's a lot of birthdays.
When my grandma Waters was alive, hers was right there too. It was like the 24th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. All four of them days were. So birthday parties were fun for me growing up.
I bet.
You get to share it with your uncle and dad and grandma. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Especially when you're a pick me type of child who wants all the attention on themselves. This is the one day I get to me.
Yeah, we have a bunch of people that was born close to each other.
Well, it's one of the things that first sparked my interest in like zodiacs and stuff. Not that, you know, I think you can pull things from any of the zodiac. Mm-hmm. I don't fully believe in it. Most of it I do, but not like I'm not reading my horoscope every day thinking it's real. But my uncle, who's born literally just hours before, like he was born the 27th, I was born the 28th, like early in the morning of the 28th, so barely. And we're the same zodiac sign, but we could not be more different. Could not be more different. It was my Uncle Benny. He's the big, mean,
mm-hmm. I remember him.
Tough guy.
The one that gave Shane the...
Yeah.
Gave Shane a gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That uncle. Yeah. But no, it's not, nobody gave me no gun. I don't know, they don't trust me. No. Nobody gave me a gun. See how it is.
I'll never forget the look on Shane's face.
We're bringing up trauma from a childhood right now. Because I'm still bitter about that. Because, you know, we are, Shane and I, he was born June of 98. I was born September of 90. We are very close in age. And, he would get to do stuff before I would. You know, that's common. He's a year older.
Yeah.
But then the following year, I'm now his age that he was able to do that stuff with.
But nope, you still ain't doing it.
Too young. You can't drive the golf cart or mow the yard or, you know, none of the fun stuff your brother gets to do, even though you're the same age he was. I'm like, what the hell? Homophobic. Homophobic. I know that's what it is because I talk just like this. Imagine this in a tiny, squeakier, little high-pitched voice before puberty. It would make your ears bleed. And I was a screamer, too. I played with Barbies and Easy Bake Ovens. They was homophobic.
Gender roles.
They
were treating you like a girl.
They did. I mean, look, I know how to cook. I know how to clean. I know how to plan a party.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pancake breakfast at a Baptist church. I can plan it for you. It was. I was raised to be a woman. I know. I mean, look at me. I got a pearl necklace and a flower t-shirt on, honey, and some under eye cream.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I'm a drag queen. That's really my drag queen persona is the Southern Belle where I really am inside. Even the way I speak, it's a little more uppity than my usual tone. I pronounce and speak clearly. Bless them.
I don't know about you.
But I ain't bitter. I am not bitter.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, let's see. I don't even know. What's my...
Yeah, today's your day, isn't
it? I write
it?
Jokes and stuff, but I don't put them in order.
Oh, I have some jokes, too.
Well, with Shane not being here, I was like, oh, how are we going to get the time to go on? Because half of the episode is him telling a story.
No kidding. He is very long-winded, that's for sure.
It runs in the family. It do.
Oh, dang. Ouch, that hurt.
You should hear our uncle who's a preacher. Oh, that service would go on for hours, and you're sitting there. You know, normally it's Sunday school is an hour, and then you get singing half an hour, 45 minutes, and then you get the sermon. That's about an hour. By the time the end of that sermon hits, when it's around noon, you're like, wrap it up. I haven't eaten. I'm ready to go to Captain D's and get my buffet all-you-can-eat catfish on. And they keep going and going. It's 1 o'clock. It's 1:20. And you're like, I need my hush puppies. My blood sugar's going low.
Yeah, I found this one joke. And I thought, for some reason, I thought of you when I heard it.
Is that a dirty, raunchy?
It says, what do you call a nurse with dirty knees?
What?
Head nurse.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. I have another one too, but it's really, really, it's really not right.
funny, but not right.
Save it for Unmasked.
Yeah, I think I will. I don't want hate mail. I don't want hate mail.
Oh, I did come up with that. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of reason to argue with people these days. And I thought of a comeback. I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't have to remember it. Lord help me. If, you know, you're arguing with someone who's, you know, not maybe not very bright or very smart, you might say, honey, I can argue with you or a mud puddle. The only difference between you is at least the mud puddle has a little depth to it. I watch a lot of Julia Sugar Baker.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Oh, I love it. I forget. It's on Netflix or Hulu, one of them.
Is it?
I remember watching it though when it came on.
No way, I think originally. I was Matlock. I used to watch it as a kid. That and Golden Girls. I love Julia Sugar Baker. She was my, like, I want to be her. I want her cheekbones. I want her gorgeous outfits. I want her house. She lives alone. Oh.
Is that the ones that you always looked forward to as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
The first ones that you can remember.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I remember, the first that I looked forward to every week was MASH.
My dad would watch that.
Mm-hmm. I remember could not wait for Wednesday nights because MASH was on. And I still remember the night that it was on because I love that show so much.
I feel like I was very lucky. Shane and I grew up in like the sitcom golden era. You know,
you did.
We had, you know, I Love Lucy, MASH, mm-hmm. Green Acres. We had that on TV Land. But we had, you know, Full House, Golden Girls, Designing Woman, Family Matters. Oh, I love Family mm-hmm. Matters. Harriet Winslow, how you doing? We even had, I mean, I loved watching The Parkers, Martin, Moesha, Sister, Sister. Oh, I love them.
Yeah, that the 80s and 90s era was definitely the best for sitcoms, I think.
Well, and I loved BET growing up because as a little, you know, a little kid with some sugar in his tank, watching, you know, Monique and the mom from Sister, Sister, women like that, mm. I really resonated with because I'm like, ooh, they're sassy like I am. And then, you know, I was able to see at least a small version of me mm-hmm. and those women. And I'm like, oh, you mean there's actually people that are like that, not just mean right. and bitter? I want to be sassy and snappy. And look at me. Look at me today.
Jeez, I tell you. The girls at work are always harassing me about how sassy I am.
Oh, good.
And I'm like, it's funny because I'm really not. I mean,
you ain't sassy.
Around other people, I'm not. But man, for some reason, you get me around those girls, and I am nothing but pure sass, and they just think it's hilarious.
I love it.
I think it's just because I know that they like it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Cracks me up. I guess it's not. It's me being my normal self around Shane, because him and I are always going back at each other. And that's just the way I treat them, the same way. And they just think it's hilarious.
Well, that's always nice when you can just be yourself. Mm-hmm. I hate having a code switch. You know, I'm incognito when if you ever hear me call a man Bud. that's how I communicate with straight unknown men. Excuse me, Bud. Pardon me, bud, is usually what I say. I think the pardon me kind of cancels out the bud, because straight men don't generally say,
pardon me. They do not say that.
Oh, excusez moi, monsieur. What the hell you say to me? Go back to your country. Well, I'll get in on my mystery.
Let's hear it.
The recent death of Pope Francis had me thinking a lot about how a new pope is chosen. The significance of, you know, the white smoke and all that jazz. I also became interested in the Vatican City itself, especially the famous catacombs beneath them.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard all sorts of rumors, myths, and even jokes about what actually lies beneath the city in that vast web of mysterious tunnels. One of the jokes I heard just the other day, I don't know his name, some male comedian, but he said, you know how I know there'll never be a female pope? Because I know as soon as she gets in there, she's going to open up a cabinet and find the Holy Grail and be like, it's been here the whole time, the whole time. So they don't want a woman in there because she's going to find everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's true. I told you where to look.
Mm-hmm. You don't listen to me.
I think it's so funny. I luckily did not get gifted the straight male vision. I can actually see things that are in front of my face. But my friend's husband, he was looking right into the fridge door, a very limited space, and just could not find the ketchup one time. And it was there, clearly, ketchup. Minutes he spent, could not find the ketchup. Well, I got up with his wife, and we slowly walked in there. You know, we're like, this man, how has he made it? And we get there, and we're like, you can't see the ketchup. He's like, no, where is it? Bright red bottle. And we both reached for it real slowly, you know, laying it on thick, like, you need new glasses. If you can't see this, it's right here. They just go blind. That's why, ladies, if you ever want to hide something from a straight man, hide it in plain sight. Put it on the coffee table. Put it on the kitchen table. They will never see it.
You know how many times I would hide things that I bought from my ex-husband?
Oh, yeah. I don't even have to hide it. No. Just put it out in the open. They don't know.
I mean, just like clothes. I would just hang my clothes up with my other clothes. They'd just blend right in.
Oh, yeah.
Anything I'd buy for the house, I'd just put it out. He had no idea.
Half of them don't even know when their wife gets their hair done, let alone me, on the other hand. I'm like, the remote control was moved 2 inches to the left today. What's going on here?
Who did it?
Right.
Who did it?
I didn't leave the coffee pot handle facing to the left. I would never do such a thing. Someone's been in the house. Oh, Lord. Well, today I want to explore the history and conspiracy theories surrounding the Vatican catacombs.
Oh, boy.
And there are some secrets, I believe, that are hidden in them.
Ooh.
Of course it is. It's a Catholic church. There's tons of secrets. Mm-hmm. Well, first I wanted to get into just the history of the catacombs, like when they started, etc. Because, you know, I love the history. I didn't know the Vatican City was once like a very marshy, kind of swampy land.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then in Rome, it became home to like wealthy villas. So like the wealthy of Rome would use it as like their country estates, their country villas. And then the Vatican kind of was like, hey, we like this. Let's take it over, you know?
Nice.
Well, the Vatican catacombs are mostly known as early Christian burial sites. They started popping up because people needed places to bury their dead, especially as Christianity spread. Early Christians wanted discreet spots for burials to avoid attention during those tough times. That's when there was all the other religions they were trying, you know, Christianity was new and popular,
right.
And other religions didn't like that, so there was a lot of bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
The catacombs first emerged in the late 2nd century. I did not realize they were so old.
No, I don't think I did either.
And interestingly, the catacombs weren't just for Christians. Other religions, including pagans, have burial places underground in them.
Really?
When they were excavating some of them, they dropped a little camera into a hole that they had created in the floor and found a very elaborate pagan burial chamber with like frescoes painted on the walls and all sorts of stuff. I was very shocked. Surprised they left it.
Yeah, me too.
The most famous ones linked to the Vatican are the catacombs of St. Peter, situated right beneath St. Peter's Basilica. Many believe the Apostle Peter was buried there around 64 AD after being martyred, which turned this place into a prominent pilgrimage spot for early Christians. Then as the years went by, the catacombs grew into elaborate networks of tunnels and more burial chambers carved into the soft volcanic rock in the area. That's part of the reason why they have grown to be so large, because it doesn't take a lot of effort to carve this soft rock. Didn't know that either.
Learn something new every day, don't you?
Over the years, many of the chambers in the catacombs have become sanctuaries with beautiful frescoes, inscriptions, and multiple symbols of faith. The Vatican catacombs have been essential to the Christian community in Rome. Well, that's the history of how the catacombs got their beginnings. So let's dive into the conspiracies about what's actually in them and what are they actually used for.
Nothing like a good conspiracy.
Oh, I love it. And this one, my God, I think some of the flat earthers, the conspiracies I was coming up with are among the lines of people that believe the earth is flat, just pulling shit out of their behinds. Mm-hmm. I even watched Ancient Aliens about it, and I gotta say, ancient astronaut theorists say yes more than me at daddy night at the local bar. Like, they never say no. Even I say no every once in a while.
I was gonna say, and you do?
Ugh. Well, if they got dirty fingernails, I gotta have your line in the sand. One of the most persistent theories is that the catacombs contain vast treasures, including gold, ancient artifacts, or even documents that could challenge the church's history or authority. Some believe that the church has hidden these treasures to protect them from being discovered or misused. Got them secrets buried.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the treasures believed to be in the catacombs are of great importance to the Jewish faith, including the menorah, sacred vessels, and scrolls. Others from the Christian faith include the Ark of the Covenant and the Spear of Destiny, the spear that stabbed Jesus Christ in the side while he was hanging on the cross, allegedly, based on Christian mythology. I love saying that. Another theory suggests that the catacombs house secret archives containing the sensitive information, including all records of political dealings, all scandals within the Catholic Church. No wonder it's such a large catacomb, got all them scandals hidden. Or even historical truths that could affect the church's reputation.
Oh boy.
Some believe these archives hold knowledge about past popes, religious miracles, and even lost texts from early Christianity. It is believed by some that there are artifacts hidden there from the Druid and pagan religions as well, which would have been used in an effort to erase them. With early Christianity, you know, they would try to get pagans to join them, but if they didn't, they would generally kill them. But one of the things that they would use to join them, which is why we have some of the holidays we have, is, like Easter, for example, it's the most recent holiday, is based off the pagan festival of the Feast of Ostara, the goddess of springtime and fertility, whose symbols are the hare, eggs, which were decorated and placed into bird nests, which is how we get the Easter baskets, and spring flowers. Well, they took aspects from that feast day and that the pagans used to tie into Christianity for our Easter. So, you know, kind of like, hey, we're not that different. Come on over. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, as rotten as that is, you know, taking people from their religion they know, early Christians, they were frugal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't have to buy new decorations.
That's true.
I can't hate on that. You know, hey, we got this different holiday than you guys, but you can use the same decorations. Don't have to go to Five Below and get anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I can respect that.
I poor.
Right.
I poor. I ain't
they are literally, they're pagans, dirt poor. Oh, Lord. Well, some conspiracy theorists speculate that the Vatican uses the catacombs for secret rituals, potentially involving ancient pagan practices or secret societies.
Ooh.
These theories often invoke ideas of dark or foreboding rites happening beneath the city's surface. Now, this one can really send you into the world of people who desperately need to touch grass. There are conspiracies about demonic exorcism, libraries of cursed items that are believed to house demonic energies, even some who think that the leaders of the church commit ancient pagan ceremonies, including blood sacrifices, to an ancient demon in an effort to appease it and stop it from taking over the world. Newsflash, I think it got out.
You think?
And I think it's orange. Yeah, I added that one just because it's, I mean, I dove deep into the conspiracies on the catacombs and under the Vatican, and people, put down the video games, put down the screen, and go outside, for Christ's sake.
Isn't there catacombs underneath Indianapolis, too?
Yes.
Don't they have a catacomb down there?
Yeah, They were used, I believe, in Prohibition for liquor.
For liquor.
Liquor.
I think, I'm pretty sure you can tour them.
Yeah, you can. Indy, downtown Indy is such a... Why is there a gondola ride in downtown Indy on the canal? The man-made cement canal that goes right through the city. It's not, like, I've walked it before. It's a nice, like, city center walkway, but you can, like, rent a gondola to take you. I'm like, who's doing that?
It's kind of like in the winter they do. Well, I don't even know. They might do it in the summer, too, the horse carriage rides.
Oh, yeah. Did you see, it wasn't this past winter, the winter before, some lady drove on the canal in downtown? It had frozen over, and she thought it was a street. So she drove
on
it.
How the hell did she get down there?
I don't know. But she, not all of it was completely frozen over, so eventually her car went in the water. But
well, no kidding.
At least it ain't very deep.
I wonder if she didn't die.
But I'm like, girl. She was, I wonder why there wasn't no traffic. Yeah. That'd be your first guess. Lord. Way more outlandish theory says that the catacombs might be full of extraterrestrial activity or even housing ancient alien artifacts. This idea stems from various rumors and urban legends about unexplained phenomena linked to the Vatican. And yes, some believe that the catacombs are just another older version of Area 51. Can you imagine?
Maybe we should ask him over there.
Hey, you got any cousins over there? Nope, he says just perverts. Just perverts under the Vatican. I say with humility and as a joke, I mean no disrespect to any of our Catholic listeners. I really don't care enough about it to be mad, to make a serious joke. Alien theorists often argue that the miracle of Fatima, where visions of angels and the Virgin Mary are actually extraterrestrials using religious figures to deliver messages to humans. Which I've heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
People think, like, anytime in history when someone says, like, an angel came to me, it was a bright white light. They're like, that's
alien
extraterrestrials. That guy on Ancient Aliens with the hair. That's how he says it. It sounds like he's saying extraterrestrials. Like he has a lisp, which, I mean, I ain't making fun of it. I got a lisp. You all hear me every week. But he says it, instead of saying extraterrestrial, it sounds like extraterrestrial. It does. Now everybody watching, next time you watch Ancient Aliens, it's the guy who looks like he's stuck his finger in an outlet with the hair. Woo!
That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get home.
Extraterrestrial.
I'm going to look it up.
And you'll hear... I'm doing a spot-on impersonation of him.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Well, there are also some that suggest that the catacombs could be used to hide controversial figures or those that the church might want to keep away from the public eye. This could include individuals who have opposed the church or have critical information about its operations. Any of those stories you've heard of someone, you know, going against the Catholic Church and then they just disappear.
Now we know where they're at.
Some believe that there could be a prison under the city where they are kept indefinitely, or some also go beyond that and think that they're used to sacrifice to that little pesky demon there.
The pesky demon.
Takes all kinds to make the world go round.
That it does.
And it's scary that the way some people's minds work. And it's scarier that they probably drive a car and are on the road with us. I always think about that.
Ugh. Or driving on the canal.
God help them.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I can just see her. I couldn't figure out why I was passing a boat.
I wonder why there wasn't any traffic. You can see there's like clips of her driving on it because, you know, there's people walking. And they're like, does she know that's water? That's ice.
Who's going to tell her?
Right.
Who's going to tell her?
God. And there are certain esoteric beliefs that suggest that the catacombs serve as a meeting point for a group of initiated members of the church or secret orders, which aligns with ideas about the existence of hidden societies within the Catholic Church that influence its direction and decision-making, which I can believe that. With any large organization, there's going to be some secret societies, especially ones that are predominantly male.
Mm-hmm.
You know, straight men love their secret societies. We got the Masons, the Legion, the Lions, the Tigers, the Bears. Oh my, what? Not that gays don't. We got the Otters, the Twinks, the Bears. We all. I don't even know what I am. I'm hairless, but I'm 6'3", so I don't think I'm a shit. I'm 35.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a twunk because that's a muscular twink. I'll never be muscular. I don't want to be bigger than I already am. I want to be 6'3" and muscular. Oh, wouldn't be able to put my blouses on. You know what they call a feminine top? A blouse.
Oh, nice.
I love that. Us gays are so clever. I'm like, we really don't miss a beat, do
that
we?
That is pretty clever.
A blouse. Makes me almost wish I was a top. No. Never. See, it's funny even to think about.
It
you imagine. Funny. Oh, no. You want me to what? Oh. Oh, Lord. I am not a lesbian. While all of these theories are often based on speculation and lack concrete evidence, they do reflect the intrigue and mystery surrounding the Vatican and its long, sordid history. Long. I cannot believe it was. Began being built in the 2nd century.
Yeah.
We're in the 21st century. Almost 20 centuries have passed. Ooh. Yet I can't buy a Keurig coffee maker that lasts longer than a month. Make it make sense. We're living in the future. Ooh. For now, the mystery of the Vatican catacombs remain a mystery. Who wrote this? Me. For now, the catacombs do remain a mystery. Parts of them are open for tours. You know, tourists can go there and tour very selected parts of them. But that's a very tiny part. I mean, they could go for miles and miles, especially in that soft volcanic rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard telling what's all underneath the Vatican City.
Have they done, like, any excavation to...
Yeah, they do, but... You know, if they find anything of importance, it's not like they're going to be public about it, especially
That's
if it's
true.
Something that could contradict something, you know, from the Bible or, you know, whatever it could be. Could just be some old bones, dead people. You never
Maybe.
Know. Especially a lot of them were used. I thought it was interesting. I didn't know that they were used for burying people. I just thought it was used as like libraries to keep scrolls and secrets mm-hmm. and stuff in. I didn't realize they were burial sites, especially for not just Christian religions. I'm like, ooh, I want to go down there with my pendulum and one of our ghost boxes. Mm-hmm. Like that's, ooh, if I could choose any haunted places in the world, my first two would probably be the Paris catacombs and the Vatican City catacombs, if I could, like, have free reign to,
mm-hmm.
and a guide to help me explore.
Yeah, you don't want to get lost
yeah.
down there.
After that, it would probably be the, I forget what it's called. Then it's nicknamed, like, the Suicide Forest in Japan. It's that one of the most haunted forests in the world. I would Not in like a disrespectful way. I wouldn't even do an investigation, but I would just like to go respectfully stroll through it. Just, I don't know, feel the energy.
Vibrations.
Kind of use my high vibrating energy to maybe help release some of the trapped people there.
Right.
Really getting into my woo-woo era. Even more. All this, I didn't realize how much my anxiety and depression was limiting my abilities.
It definitely does.
So I'm like, oh, who knew? I've been dimming my light. I even feel brighter. I mean, that's not just the under eye cream. Loomy. Well, maybe one day we'll find out the secrets buried beneath the Vatican City. For, just like when deciding the new pope, you never know when the smoke will blow your way. Stole that from the Golden Girls.
I do think that's very interesting how they...
I do. Every day they burn the ballots, and when white smoke
twice
comes...
Twice a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. But I stole that joke from the Golden Girls, I believe it was.
I can't imagine.
They were talking about
you.
The Pope, and they're like, you never know when the smoke will blow your way. I thought of it before I even wrote any of this. And then the whole time I was writing, I'm like, where can I add that? And then I was like, the very end.
The very end.
You never know.
How long has he been Pope?
Not too long, which, I mean, popes don't generally last the longest time. They're usually quite old by the time they're put in there. But, you know, he had his faults, and I'm not Catholic, I'm not Christian, but he, in my opinion, especially compared to all the other popes we've had, did good job, sir. Mm-hmm. Good job.
I think so, too.
You used your position. You didn't add more hate and fire and brimstone into the world, and... You know, a lot of gays don't like him because he's like, he said, you know, what we do is a sin, but who are they to judge? And, you know, gays have a place in the church. And I believe he was along the lines of, you know, like gay adoption, like kids need homes, give them homes. I'm not certain on that one. But, you know, I think he did a good job. Mm-hmm. And so rest well, Pope Francis. And thank you for your service. I mean,
yeah,
that's a heavy hat to wear.
Oh, no kidding. After Monday, after he passed away, when I was watching the news later that evening, they were showing clips, you know, of him doing different things and stuff. And the way he was with children was so sweet.
Yes.
So sweet.
And he seemed like a genuine guy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people throughout history who became popes, they did it for their own ego, their own vanity, their own fame, riches. And I love that. One of the first things he did was took away the golden throne that the Pope generally sat on and had it replaced with a simple wooden chair.
And that's why he wanted his coffin. Yeah. He just wanted a simple
coffin. It should be. You're a servant of your religion.
Right.
That's what I struggle with that part of it. I'm like, you don't, there literally are starving children in the world and you're adding more gold to the crosses. Like, that don't sit right with me.
I think whoever comes after him continues the great work that he did start.
I kind of followed it as in, like, I saw a picture of the people who are in line, you know, who they're voting for. And I didn't realize how much Catholics cared for the Pope. Like, just in the videos and stuff I've seen of people grieving him as if he were like they're grieving him more than I grieve my own grandmother. Mm-hmm. Like just the way that they're showing their emotions and everything. Right. And it struck me. I was like, wow, I didn't realize that they like viewed the Pope so high. I knew he was viewed highly, but I don't know. To me, I'm like, you know, he ain't Jesus. He ain't who you follow. Right. But then, you know, you get in the false prophet type of which, what's that one commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me, or worship no idols. But I feel like most Christians today, the idol that they worship is green and fits in their wallet. And that's one of the biggest issues I have with that faith.
Right.
Well, I do have a bless your heart today, and it is from a sweet video I saw just the other day. I saw it on Upworthy on Instagram, and it was submitted by a lady whose name is at Norty Bubs. And she said that a neighbor left a package of chalk on the doorstep this morning for my daughter. She loves seeing her artwork on the sidewalk when she takes her daily walks, and we need more of this in the world. She went on to further say that the artist was outside creating, and her daughter, you know, told her how much she liked her artwork. So her neighbor brought over a giant box of sidewalk chalk.
Aww.
And, you know, they would have never have known who it came from if the door cam hadn't been there. You know, she didn't do it to gain, you know, praise or anything. Just, hey, you know, be artistic, little girl. Have a good day. I feel like the best thing we can do right now is small acts of kindness, and a lot of them. And that's really helped pull me out of my funk that I've been in.
Right.
But I wanted to end my bless your heart with this that I wrote, and it is what I felt when I saw that video of her. And it was just, she walked up, left a box of chalk, and walked off, and just something simple. And she was a young person, and the art, the pictures that I saw were pro-trans art, and based on their appearance alone, I assume that they are a they-them. And it made me happy that the mom let her daughter see that art and let her enjoy it instead of letting her see it and saying, no, that ain't right. You know, just we don't need any
it's
more of
nice
that in the world.
Yeah, it's nice that a door cam has caught something special and nice like that.
Not someone trying to steal a package.
Yep, instead of
porch pirates. Or your friends leaving and farting on their way out.
Yep.
Well, it is easy to feel helpless when we can feel that things are out of our control. But don't let this stop you from bringing kindness and grace to the world. One small act of kindness, such as a compliment on sidewalk chalk art, can create a domino effect, and we can all use more kindness in our often disconnected and hardened world. Life is hard. Don't be the reason it's harder for someone else, especially if you can make it a little bit easier. Bless our hearts.
Nice.
I was feeling real, like, just hopeless and helpless, and there's not a lot I can do personally to, you know, change the world, but if I can, you know, anytime I do have a public voice, to use it to spread kindness, humor, a dirty joke here and there, a come on. Hey, come on, make me laugh. As long as it ain't in the eye. No.
I don't know where you come up with this
shit.
Well,
it pops in my head right at the time of action.
You're ridiculous.
That's why I laugh, because I didn't know I was going to say it either. It just comes out.
Oh, Lord. Shoot.
Well, follow us on Patreon for bonus episodes of Unmasked. You'll gain access to direct messaging, extra videos, Patreon exclusive events, and we auction off Kim's crocheted creations.
Yes, we're gonna have one soon.
Yeah, we're going to have an auction for one of her blankets, not the one she's making now. We're going to be putting Kim in drag, and we do fun games. We usually do giveaways and stuff. And you can check out itsmysteryinc.com for pictures, past episodes, and any of our merchandise.
Yeah. We have great people on our Patreon.
We do.
I've been enjoying
that's that when I drink my coffee in the morning and I get on Patreon. I've been trying to post more. So I'm like, trying to give you your money's worth.
Yeah, I've been trying. I tried to, but oh my gosh, I get so busy with work and trying to do editing, and I just don't ever think about it anymore.
Well, I've been.
I try to every now and then.
I've been doing posting more there than on actual social media. So I'll post. I'm like, oh yeah, I better post something.
You need to do another cooking video. Everybody loves
I'm
the cooking.
I'm planning on it. I just. Maybe I'll do something for spring. Some dandelion fritters, or maybe that dandelion jelly. I might do some of that'll give me an excuse to make it, because it's real good.
It would be fun if Shane and I came and watched you do it, too.
Yeah, I could. I mean, hell, I could do it here. I can't remember how long it takes. It didn't take very long. Like, we did it in high school. We made dandelion jam. It's really good. Tastes just like honey, and it's light pink.
Interesting.
It's so weird. I don't know. It's such a, it was like magic. Oh, no, I was real iffy on it too, but we grew up eating dandelions. I love a dandelion fritter. It's so good. It tastes like breaded cauliflower. If you've ever had like deep fried breaded cauliflower, it tastes just like dandelion heads, except dandelions are a lot better for you. We've eaten the greens. You can eat every part of the dandelion.
I really feel like that if I ate dandelions like that, I would spend the whole next day in the bathroom.
Probably, just because your body's not used. They have a lot of, I think it's vitamin A, iron possibly. We have dandelion root tea at home. Every part is beneficial to you, but every part treats something else.
Interesting.
And the dandelion is the smallest member of the sunflower family.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Huh. So ladies, next time a husband wants to spray cancer-causing Raid in your dandelions, don't let him. He's killing your sunflowers.
How dare he?
The bunker's yard right now, full of sunflowers. Yeah, and they can come in pink. I didn't know dandelions could be pink.
I didn't know that either.
I joined a dandelion group, if you can't tell. I love
them. Where do you find pink ones at?
I forget. It depends on like the soil that they're in. But yeah, they can be pink. I think there's another color, purple or blue. They're, you know, more rare. But yeah, and that's actually how they used to track human migration, is by dandelions. Because wherever humans would move, if the place did not have dandelions before, they would shortly after the humans moved there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. They just, their little seeds stick to our clothes. But yeah.
Who knew?
So don't spray your dandelions. They're sunflowers. We need to remarket them as that.
Well, I guess so.
Mini sunflowers.
See, I don't mind them. I think they're either. Pretty...
I leave, like I've mowed twice, but I mow it to where it keeps the grass level, but I don't cut off, because I have three different types of wildflowers in my yard. I have dandelions, I have purple violets, and then I have them little, short little white ones, like just covered. There are more of those than there are grass right now. I'm like, I'm not. That's pollinator food, and they're just so pretty. Mm-hmm. I open my window, and that smell of fresh.
Yeah, my grandma's favorite was the little purple violets.
Oh yeah,
the little purple flowers that was in your yard, and every year, for a long time when I was little, I would always go out and pick her a bunch of violets to put in her yard, or to put in a little bit thing of water. And every once in a while, I'll still do it and take them out to the cemetery.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what they're called. It's a little yellow flower. It's not very big. It has shiny yellow leaves on it. And if you smell it, it'll leave your nose yellow, like the pollen is real yellowy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure the name of them either.
In Grandma's yard, the only spot that they grew was against the house in the backyard, right up against her bedroom window. And the only space that they would ever grow. And I'd go out there and pick them, and I'd pretend it was blush, like yellow blush on the cheeks. And I was like, I feel like Dolly Parton. Like I was using pokeberries like to stain my lips, and little yellow wildflowers to put makeup on. And now I'm a drag queen. So they say they couldn't tell.
They couldn't tell.
Coming in with nature makeup on my face.
That's right.
Playing with my Barbies.
I can remember as a kid, we would always, you know, put a dandelion in our head, and we'd say, so-and-so had a baby and its head popped off, and you'd pop the top of it off.
Oh, yeah. I was big. I was more into the blowing the wishes.
Blowing ones. Well,
but Dad hated that his little gay fairy son was blowing all the dandelions in his yard, because he hated them. Quit that. You're spreading the seeds. They're wishes. Well, don't forget to send us a postcard at P.O. Box 690 in Wabash, Indiana, 46992. Kim, you got anything else for us today?
I don't think so. Well, I think we're good.
Thank you all for joining us today, and we'll talk at you next time.
And then come visit us for Unmasked.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey,
League Baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.